Thank you, Chair. The ICRC welcomes the continued reaffirmation, including in statements that we've heard this afternoon and in all the new proposals submitted to this session, of the application of IHL, international humanitarian law, to autonomous weapon systems as a means of warfare. As with any discussions on international humanitarian law rules, there will inevitably be points of difference, not only in the application of treaty obligations across states, but in the precise interpretation of commonly applicable key obligations, including distinction, proportionality, and precautions. This is to be expected, and we can't hope to solve these in this forum. Indeed, doing so might be counterproductive, and it risks enshrining less protective formulations. I think these points were well made today by the representatives from Switzerland and the Netherlands. However, this shouldn't prevent this GGE from moving forward beyond a restatement of IHL rules to elaborate how such rules and international law more broadly specifically apply to and constrain the development and use of autonomous weapons, and to identify where they should be strengthened. The variances seen in the interpretation of IHL obligations also demonstrate that relying solely on existing IHL, in the ICRC's view, does not bring sufficient clarity in addressing the risks posed by autonomous weapon systems. And this is one reason that we have concluded that new, specific, legally binding rules are required with prohibitions and regulations on autonomous weapon systems. Moving then to these prohibitions, the ICRC considers that these should be applied to at least two categories of autonomous weapons. In the first category, there are autonomous weapons designed or used in a manner such that their effects cannot be sufficiently understood, predicted, or explained, leading to their effects being indiscriminate. Here, we're particularly concerned by the development of autonomous weapon systems controlled by artificial intelligence, and especially those incorporating machine learning software. Our concern is that this makes their functioning unpredictable or potentially leads to a change in functioning after deployment. The use of autonomous weapons as part of a swarm may also introduce levels of complexity that render them effectively unpredictable. And we're very pleased to see support for such a prohibition against unpredictable autonomous weapon systems now appearing widely across state proposals and positions. The second category, which ICRC considers must be prohibited, are those autonomous weapon systems designed or used to target persons directly, as opposed to objects. And we welcome recognition of the need for such a prohibition in the new proposals by Austria, Palestine, and Pakistan. This recommendation against anti-personnel targeting with autonomous weapon systems is based both on ethical concerns and on IHL requirements. In particular, it reflects the notoriously complex and context-based judgments that are needed to determine whether a person can be lawfully targeted in armed conflict. Whether a soldier is hors de combat, or whether a civilian is directly participating in hostilities, these are time-bound, case-by-case assessments that rely on factors such as conduct, inferences of intent, and links of causality between actions and effects. Thus, in the view of the ICRC, it's very difficult for us to envisage realistic combat situations where autonomous weapons use against persons would not pose a significant risk of IHL violations. We can learn here, Chair, from the experience of landmines, where states have elected to ban the anti-personnel use of such weapons, and indeed Protocol 2 to the CCW sets different restrictions for anti-personnel mines as compared to anti-vehicle or other mines. Looking at regulations for the use of autonomous weapon systems falling outside these prohibited categories, we see a need for a combination of non-exhausting limitations, including limitations on types of targets, and we see this across proposals and statements, including the US joint proposal and the Russian working paper, and in the Pakistan working paper, which aligns with our recommendation of restricting autonomous weapons to use against objects that are military objectives by nature. We recommend temporal and geographic limitations and on scale of use, and these also appear across all new working papers in some form. limitations on situations of use. For example, Palestine, in its working paper, warned against the use of autonomous weapons in dynamic, congested, or complex civilian environments. And the US joint proposal recognizes the presence of civilians and civilian objects as a key consideration. The requirement for human-machine interaction, another limitation, which appears across all proposals, whether as a need for monitoring of the operation of the system, as in the US joint proposal, or in the Pakistan working paper and the Austrian working paper, which elaborates that such monitoring will need the operator to be in a position to readjust, interrupt, or deactivate a system. The ICRC understands that these recommended prohibitions and limitations on autonomous weapon systems are in line with and so would not necessarily restrict current military practice in the use of autonomous weapons. They offer a reinforcement and a strengthening of core protections offered by IHL in light of the very particular risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. Thank you, Chair.